From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump to meet with Japanese Prime Minister. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to highlight the importance of the security alliance between his country and the United States as he meets today with President-elect Donald Trump. Before departing Japan, Abe told reporters he wanted to use the meeting to discuss his vision for the future with Trump. He said the Japanese-U.S. alliance is a pivot of Japan's diplomacy and security. The alliance only works based on trust, so I'd like to build that trust with Donald Trump, and based on what I would like to work together with him towards world peace and prosperity. During his campaign, Trump questioned several bedrocks of the U.S.-Japanese relationship, suggesting that the U.S. was doing too much to provide defense to Japan. Addressing European perceptions of emerging American isolationism, U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have told Germans there's no going back on globalization. Berlin is the second stop on Obama's last foreign tour as U.S. president. His first stop was Greece, where, with the Parthenon as a backdrop, he spoke to reporters.
It is here in Athens that so many of our ideas about democracy, our notions of citizenship, our notions of rule of law, began to develop. And so when you visit a site like this, not only are you getting a better understanding of Greece and Western culture, but you're also sending a signal of the continuity that exists between what happened here, the speeches of Pericles, and what happened with our founding fathers.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Human rights groups around the world are condemning Russia's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court as an alarming signal of Moscow's retreat from international justice and institutions. The ICC enraged the Kremlin this week by issuing a report concluding that Russia carried out a military conflict against Ukraine in early 2014 and that the resulting annexation by Moscow of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula was an occupation. U.S. Senate leadership positions are being filled for the new session that will start in early January, reflecting the balance of power determined in elections held across the country last week. Republicans will control the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate in the coming year. The congressional leadership positions take effect prior to the January 20th inauguration of Republican Donald Trump as the 45th President of the United States. Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance last night in Washington since conceding the presidential election to Donald Trump a week ago. Ms. Clinton said all she wanted to do for the most of the last week was curl up with a good book with a dog and never leave the house again. But she encouraged the audience at the gala for the Children Defense Fund to stay positive looking ahead.
I know many of you are deeply disappointed about the results of the election. I am too, more than I can ever express. But as I said last week, our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that is hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted.
The president of the Children's Defense Fund praised Clinton for her contributions to the fund and her lifelong dedication to child welfare. A U.S. federal judge has scheduled a hearing to consider President-elect Donald Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial involving his now-defunct Trump University until after his inauguration on January 20th. David Levine is a California law professor.
The defense contends that these are not people who are defrauded, but instead they got exactly what they paid for, and that the proof of that is that many of them came back for more and more courses at higher and higher amounts of money. Nobody put a gun to their heads to make them pay that money.
The judge is set to hear arguments on Friday, just over a week before the trial starts. Pakistan's military has conducted major exercises near the border with India. The drills are intended to showcase the combat readiness of the armed forces. They come at a time of heightened tensions between Pakistan and India. The exercises, called Thunder Lightning, involved combat aircraft, tanks, artillery, mobile missile launchers, and other heavy weapons. And for more on all of these stories, do visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.